Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Insight, a look deeper in historical America with Gabby and Hannah.
I am analyzer of historical pivotal pieces and advocate for women's rights, Gabby Lester. And my co-host here is women's rights advocate with a degree in political science, Hannah Laird Hoover, taking us through the amendments.
Our topic of discussion for this segment will be the 15th Amendment, its meaning, truths, and effects.
The 15th Amendment, in a nutshell, as most of us know it, is the amendment that granted African Americans the right to vote, as it claimed to end any discrimination from voting based on race, color, or previous enslavement.
But was it as simple as that? Did one amendment change the minds and laws of all throughout the United States?
Not exactly. The 15th Amendment was ratified on February 3, 1870, and appeared as a fulfillment of all the promises from the radical Republicans to the African Americans when it was enacted. However, it soon became apparent that this was not the solution to equal representation.
Before we get into all that, I'll discuss some of the background to the 15th Amendment. First of all, the right to vote was not explicitly guaranteed in the original Constitution because, at the time, explicitly protecting the right to vote would have been way too controversial.
Mm-hmm.
But when amendments were added, African Americans were established as free by the 13th Amendment, granted citizenship by the 14th Amendment, and black males were supposedly given the right to vote by the 15th Amendment. And although this all seems great and a step in the right direction to equalizing suffrage, it wasn't necessarily enforced as strictly between the states.
Exactly. Each state varied in how the amendments, especially the 15th Amendment, were interpreted and enforced.
Mm-hmm.
The most apparent gap was between the North and the South, obviously. The Northerners, for the most part, agreed with equalizing suffrage. However, in the South, many policies were put into place to prevent African Americans from voting. In the 1880s, African Americans exercised the rights given by the 15th Amendment and even held office in Southern states. In the early 1890s, steps were taken to ensure white supremacy by preventing many from voting or holding political positions.
And these steps were quite drastic and unfortunately effective in ensuring that many would not be able to vote.
Exactly. Because many were opposed to allowing anyone but white folk to have a voice in politics, extreme measures were taken in southern states.
Mm-hmm. These measures taken were literacy tests, mm-hmm. grandfather clauses, and social and economic segregation, which all added to the loss of black political power.
Literacy tests played a major role in many southern states in the prevention of equal suffrage. These were tests instituted that were said to ensure only educated and literate folk were voting. However, these tests were so hard, little to no one could pass them.
True, and in addition to these tests being hard, many African Americans didn't even have the ability to get an education, let alone one that would provide them with the knowledge to pass these extensive literacy tests given in most southern states.
Mm-hmm. And even besides the literacy tests, grandfather clauses were instituted within many states as a way to prevent African Americans from voting.
Mm.
They excluded all of those whose ancestors had not voted in the 1860s from exercising the amendment, therefore preventing any African American from voting because they didn't even receive this right in the first place until 1870.
Wow. And yeah. All these actions were both because of white supremacist mentality and out of fear. When you think about it, it makes sense why so many Southerners would try to eliminate the rights given by the 15th Amendment. Mm-hmm. These people enslaved and continued to fight to enslave these citizens for so many years. It's not just because people were traditional or set in their ways. It's also because they didn't want African Americans to have power over those who abused the power that they had for so long.
Exactly. Southerners were afraid that if African Americans held office and gained a political voice, they would try to take revenge after years of brutal treatment. However, this fear gave them no right to try to prevent equal suffrage.
But this was done anyway, and economic segregation added to the loss of black political power.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in 1896, the Supreme Court decision of Plessy versus Ferguson legalized the separate but equal facilities, and the majority of African American citizens became second-class citizens under the Jim Crow segregation system.
This loss of black political power by creating even more apparent segregation prevented a lot of advancement in the mentality of Southerners on equal suffrage.
Although African Americans did create the National Association for Advancement of Colored People and the National Urban League to try and advocate for their rights granted by the 15th Amendment.
Yeah, and in 1870, an enforcement act was passed that prohibited discrimination by state officials in voter registration on the basis of race, color, or previous condition of servitude. And it even established penalties for interfering with a person's right to vote and gave federal courts the power to enforce the act.
Yeah, but did this even do anything, considering many states didn't even follow this?
Not really, to be honest. This was a gain in the push to equal voting and political representation. However, equal suffrage is said to not be fully established until 1965.
Wow.
Like 200 years later, when the Voting Rights Act outlawed barriers that prevented African Americans from voting.
True, and in reality, the 15th Amendment was only the beginning of equalizing suffrage by race.
Yeah.
Although this amendment completed this action lawfully, the standards of society and the prejudice present, especially in the South, caused many to take steps to deliberately prevent African Americans from gaining any political power in the early 1890s.
But this amendment was the start to the long battle of equal suffrage and laid the foundation for preparing the years of pushed racism and prejudice in the South.
The legacy of this amendment is one of battles and hardships, as it took many years of fighting and pushing for African Americans and all races to gain equal political representation. But it also is one of pride and victory in a way, as it truly positioned America somewhat in the direction of equality and suffrage for all, no matter their race.
This concludes the discussion of the 15th Amendment. We would like to thank you all for listening to Insight, a look deeper into historical America with Gabby and Hannah.